And what ended up happening was, first he was staying by an older couple, but after a while it was too difficult for them to take care of him. So people used to give him a meal here, a meal there, and most people had larger families and they couldn't take him in. So he went to sleep in the Ezra's Noshim, by the lady section in the shul. And meanwhile, Yudi, he is starting to learn to feel more and more the oil, you know, the yoke of suffering from his friend. So he went to his father and he said,
Tati, you know, our friend Zorach, you know, he doesn't have a place where to sleep and stay. Is it all right if he comes and lives with us?
Well, my dear son, I'd love to do a thing like that. It's very nice to do a good mission like that. But I have to tell you honestly, my dear son, we don't have enough room over here. As it is, our house is small, and can I know how with all of the kinderlach was then and do? All the children that we have here, there's no room. Well, what am I supposed to do? I wish I could help. Where's he sleeping now?
He sleeps in the Ezra's Nashim in the shul.
I see. Well, at least he has a place where to sleep.
Okay, Tati, thank you. Boy, oh boy, what am I going to do? He's probably so lonely, sleeping all alone in the shul. Got an idea. Tati!
Yes, what is it, my dear? What is it?
Can I ask a question? If Zorach can't sleep by us, is it shayach that maybe I could go and sleep every night in the Ezra's Noshim together with him?
Why would you want to do that for?
I want to do that because I feel bad that he's sitting there or sleeping there all alone. And I want to keep him company so he shouldn't feel so bad and shouldn't feel so lonely.
You know, I'm very proud of you. I heard that Mommy was first upset when you gave away your boots. But then when she heard that you were Isaac in the mitzvah of Noise Be'olim Chaveri with your whole heart, she gave you a hug and kiss, and she ran herself to Zadie's house to bring your old boots back. I see. You really mean it sincerely. You really want to be Mekayim the mitzvah with your whole heart. You're really into feeling your friend's tzaras. I see. All right. You know what? I'll let you sleep there, okay? But one condition, you have to make sure that you lock the door, so this way it should be safe for you to be there, okay? And you can bring him home for breakfast, okay? That will have an extra space around the table.
Thank you, Tati, so much.
And sure enough, he would sleep with him. But then, as the years went on, as he was sleeping with him in the Ezra's Noshim to keep him company, they became very, very close friends. But unfortunately, World War I came, and it divided them. And people had to run to different places for safety. Eventually, after the war was over, Yudi, he went back to his hometown there in Moscow. But it seemed to be that Zorach, he ended up somewhere in Brazil, in South America. He's in Brazil. And he didn't come back after the war. But that's where he was. So they didn't hear from him. Yudi didn't hear from him. Yukasil didn't hear from him. Many, many years went on. They eventually got on with their lives. They got older. And they got married. And what happened was is, Yudi went to live in Eretz Yisrael. And years would go on. As Yudi was getting older, he was already by the Kreisel Marovi, staying over there by Tisha B'Av night. And he was a very elderly person. Yudi, you know, he wasn't rich at all. He was a poor person. He just worked just enough to cover the expenses for his families, and he was satisfied. To him, learning was the most important thing for him. And so he would do learning. And he was leading the kinnis over there. He was leading everything over there by the Kreisel Hamarovi. And there was one person, a strange person, came over, and he heard this voice, and the person started saying to himself, he said to himself,
My, that voice I recognize from somewheres. I wonder. Could it be? I don't know.
After the kindness was over, he went over to the person and he asked him,
Excuse me, sir. Your name, by any chance, is your name Yudi?
Yeah. My name is Yudi. Yes. How do you know my name?
Well, you're going to find this very hard to believe. But my name is Zorach.
Zorach? I haven't seen you in ages. It's Tisha B'Av, so I can't get too excited, but, oh, please, sit down.
So they both sat down on the floor over there by the koisel, and they talked about what happened in their lives. And it turned out that Zorach was saying,
So as I was telling you, but Baruch Hashem, I was able to get married, start a family, and I began a very successful business, and I became a pretty rich man. And you're telling me that you just sit here and learn all day. That's Givaldic. You know, I'm pretty busy, and I don't always get a chance to learn. Hey, how about you and I make a Yesachas Zevulun deal?
What do you mean?
I mean like this. How about if I send you money every month to take care and support your family, and we share together the portion Olam Haba from your learning?
I must give 100%. 100%. Yes. 100%.
And so, Kindlech, that's what they did.
Well, Sadie, that was fantastic. It's unbelievable. But, Sadie, how is a guy like me supposed to feel it?